This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prayers. Thank you for being in class with us today. Bert, welcome.
Hey, Vince. Do we have 3 hours for our class right now?
You know, I was thinking about that, Bert, for the last several weeks. We can't do it. We can't do it in 2 hours. We can't do it in 2 hours.
Literally. Well, we have a blockbuster class scheduled, Vince.
Okay.
And
without further ado, jump right in.
Well, Vince, I have breaking news. Breaking news on USA Prepares. Vince, Miss Julianne has received many emails, about 14, from Venmo. And it looks like we're getting justice for Miss Julianne. She's getting her money returned.
You know, Bert, it all makes sense. There's only one situation that we have not been able to resolve here to our satisfaction at USA Prepares, and that's fluoride. We've been unable to get fluoride out of the water in the city water systems. Other than that, we have been 100% successful in righting the wrongs by corporations and governments. 100% successful. Would you please share with the class what happened
in detail
enough to explain it?
Yeah, and also let me add that she's a little overwhelmed right now, but she's wanted to express her thanks to you, to myself, to the entire USA Prepares team for helping her. So she doesn't have the money yet. She hasn't. So let's say it looks like it's been returned to her account, but they've put in additional security measures that are going to make it really a little bit of a challenge to actually get it to anywhere she can use. And I don't blame them for putting in additional security measures. They're requiring her to send a picture of her driver's license, then to send a picture of her holding her driver's license with her face and the license underneath her. They're requiring a bunch of other things. So you can't blame them given, you know, security issues and illegal transfers. Now, Vince, it's so many emails, and because there were several transactions, I have not been able to add it up and see if it returns all her funds in total. I'm going to have to help her with that, and, you know, we'll have to go through it. It's more complicated than you'd think, just trying to figure out everything they're trying to do, including, remember, they were trying to take money from her when she didn't even have any money to take. So I'll have to help her to go through those and figure out exactly what's going on. But the good news is late last evening, starting in late afternoon and going into the evening, she got these series of emails. She also got a phone call from someone at PayPal. Now, if you remember, PayPal is the parent company of Venmo, and so it looks like it got escalated to someone in a very senior position at PayPal headquarters who made this all happen. I don't know who talked to who or, you know, exactly what went on behind the scenes. Sometimes people do things to help people, and you never know that who actually did it or who they spoke to or who exactly authorized it and how high it went. But the good news, Vince, is, you know, I saw them. She was ecstatic. She showed it to me. She had to leave to do a evening hair appointment at her studio. But she showed me, and it was just one after another of emails from many of them from PayPal and then from Venmo with different transactions. So, again, it's going to be a little bit of a challenge for her to actually put that money under her pillow, but it looks like, Vince, that at least at first glance, as I look through everything, it looks like they're attempting to return all of Miss Julianne's funds that were stolen from her.
Bert, you sent Venmo a link to the broadcast class, didn't you?
I did.
Okay. And that delineated that we were going to the mattresses, as it were, on this. We were not going to stop. And that we were going to let everybody know who the board of directors of PayPal are and their numbers. And I got to tell you that I believe I know exactly what happened. And this was all planned by USA Prepares. During the broadcast, it was planned while live on the air, and that was really simple. Senior management would be taken out to the woodshed if we gave out the telephone numbers of the board of directors of PayPal. They would be beaten, figuratively. Some of them might have been fired. And I know how this goes. So at the highest levels of the corporation, the boss and his underlings would be brought in like, what's the matter with you? We're only dealing with a few $1,000s. You're going to let our telephone numbers be given out on the air worldwide for a few $1,000s? What's the matter with you? That's how it would go, Bert. That's why I believe that PayPal pushed Venmo into doing the right thing. We weren't asking for anything that was not justified. As a matter of fact, Venmo should say, you know what? We need to give you $1,000 a gift card for all of the aggravation that you went through because of Venmo's ineptitude. But I'm really glad that it worked, Bert. So I have a question for you, class. We've been doing this over the years many, many times. We come out swinging for the little guy when the little guy is right. So the question I have for you is, does anybody else in the world of broadcasting do that? Does anybody else come out swinging for the little guy? Or is it just us here at USA Prepares? I'd like to know. My email address, and by the way, my name is Vincent Finelli. That's my name. It's my given name. I don't hide under an alias. That's my name. And my email address is instructor@usapreparers.com. instructor@usapreparers.com. So if you're interested in sharing with us, does anybody else come out swinging and defend the rights of the little guy? Or is USA Prepares alone? I believe we're pretty much alone. But I'd like confirmation. Either whether I'm right or whether I'm incorrect. instructor@usapreparers.com. Bert, back to you. Congratulations. I'm glad it worked.
Yeah, and again, it's going to take a little while to go through some hoops here, so she doesn't actually have the money in hand. Vince, I'd also like to give a shout-out to our United States Congresswoman, Anna Eshoo. I had contacted her also on Miss Julianne's behalf, and can I just read you a little from her letter, because it was very
Please do. I read that. Yeah, please do. I think the class would like to know.
I'll just read a little, because Anna does a great job in Congress, and I'll say, you know, she's one of the few Congress people who actually work very hard for their constituents. So just going to read a little bit from her letter. She said, thank you for contacting me about the problems Ms. Julianne's had for unauthorized transactions. First, I'd like to recognize it's very kind of you to advocate so passionately on behalf of your friend. Then she mentions Venmo's user agreement. You have 60 days. She said, if true and your friend has notified Venmo of these charges within 60 days, Venmo should honor its user agreement and reimburse the funds. Then she goes on to talk about two bills that she's been backing in the House, two bipartisan bills. Bills, H.R. 2685, Understanding Cybersecurity of Mobile Networks, and H.R. 4055, the American Cybersecurity Literacy Act, which sounds pretty important, and it addresses security vulnerabilities and also cybersecurity literacy to increase knowledge and awareness of best practices to reduce cybersecurity risks and give people of our country the tools to identify cybersecurity risks and prevent themselves from attacks. These bills now await passage in the Senate. So I don't know if her office behind the scenes did anything further with PayPal, because they also have offices in her district, but she wrote a really great letter, and I just wanted to shout out to our Congresswoman Anna Eshoo.
Very good. What's next?
Well, Vince, update on the stock market. It actually, I don't know if I've been able to say this before, we have a strong stock market rally at hand. As we speak, the market's up 650 points, which is 2% on the Dow. NASDAQ's up 1.5%. So is the worst over? Hard to say. Again, we've spoken before that the markets look ahead 6 to 12 months. Are we getting inflation control? Well, in some areas, maybe we have. In some areas, it looks like it's still going a little bit out of control. So we'll stay tuned on that. But, you know, a little bit of good news that the markets are looking good this morning as we talk. Vince,
One second.
Yeah.
You said inflation a little out of control? You mean?
Well, I guess what I'm saying is
reckless abandon.
Well, it's funny because there's some things that are out of control in inflation, and there's some things that actually where prices are coming down. So it's a really complicated mix to look at things. It's an economy that the actual mix of the statistics of what's going on is something that we haven't really seen. Our labor force is constrained, where many companies actually can't find the employees we need. Obviously, we got supply constraints and things like, you know, food, different industrial goods, all types of things. We're at capacity for refining gasoline. I don't know if a lot of people realize that. We haven't built any new refineries in the country due to, you know, a lot of times it's EPA regulations that make it difficult. So we're you know, at refining capacity, so we're straining that part of the system. Oil has come down. You know, oil is now under $100 a barrel. I don't know if people realize that, so it's come down from the 120s. I know that's so high.
Oil was $4 a barrel in my lifetime. Actually, more like $2 and $3 a barrel. Okay, so when it hits $100, $120 comes down. It's like this. Okay, so inflation's coming down because it used to cost a dollar to buy this, you know, whatever the product is. So that widget's a dollar. It rises to $3, and then it comes down to $2.85, and the administration says, we got it under control. It's now $2.85. But it used to cost a dollar, you know.
Well, Vince, I am not taking the side of inflation, but oil had been, in 2008, it reached $150 a barrel. Adjusted for overall inflation, that would be well over, in today's dollars, well over $200 a barrel. So, you know, I'm not saying it's good news. I'm just saying anytime anything goes down in price, that's a good thing. So,
hey, let me see if I just got what you just said. You just said it was 2008, $150 a barrel,
right.
And that would be 200 today.
Yeah.
200 today. That's inflation. That's massive.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, Bert, I don't want to hold this up. Please continue with your class. It's outstanding.
Yeah, and just to be clear, what I meant was if we were putting it in today's dollars oil, 2008 price would be over $200 today. That's all I was saying.
Yeah, and what I'm saying is that's because the Federal Reserve Corporation has inflated the currency so it buys that much less. It now takes $200 to buy what $150 used to buy. Okay.
No question about it. And we can do another class getting more into the weeds of the Federal Reserve, but they're always off the mark. They're always fighting the previous battle. They never are ahead of the curve. They're always behind the curve. But that's another class, Spence, because we have something completely fascinating to talk about. A recent article in Popular Mechanics says the Earth has just created a second, basically, Van Allen belt. So a class of, we're not sure what the Van Allen belt, it's an inner radiation belt that actually protects the Earth from a lot of harmful radiation. It's something that apparently has been with the Earth for, you know, most likely millions of years. And it's a good thing because it protects us, but it also, when you transist through it, you can actually get, extra radiation when you go through it, but that's relatively short duration. But according to this article, and this is just totally fascinating, they're saying that man-made transmissions of very low frequencies over the past 100 years has actually, and those are known as VLF, very low frequency, so that it's below the AM broadcast band class, so below 1 megahertz, this study, these transmissions have actually caused the formation of a new outer radiation belt that may also be protecting the Earth. We're not sure. They put forth the hypothesis that it is protecting the Earth, but absolutely fantastic to think that man could affect something like that. I guess we're learning man can have an effect on things that happen in the planet. And what they're saying is that it's somehow blanketing the Earth, but does not interfere with any other radio signals. So I think we need more research to find out exactly what's going on. But it's just a fascinating article, Vince, and also was mentioned in Science Alert, where they report NASA's been actually following this for the past 10 years, beginning in 2012, but they're only now reporting it because I think it was so fantastic at first. They were saying, oh, are our instruments wrong? You know, how could this be happening? But it is happening. They don't think it's a bad thing, but, you know, how many things, Vince, have they said there's no harm and then we find out later there's harm? I think any time we're screwing around with nature, so to say, who knows what the ramifications might be. But absolutely fantastic to find out that essentially we're creating a second Van Allen belt. And it was discovered in part by some of the Van Allen probes that we had sent up to look at the Van Allen belt. We go, well, what's this additional belt going around the Earth? We don't think it was here 50 years ago, and it's here now. So fascinating, Vince.
Yeah, so the range you're talking about, very low frequencies, VLF, that's 3 cycles per second to 30 kilocycles per second. The new term would be kilohertz, 30 kilohertz, 3 hertz to 30 kilohertz. In my world, it's 3 cycles per second to 30,000 cycles per second. And worth mentioning is Dr. Sheely and Lou Cassidy's device that is known as the Pulse Electromagnetic Frequency device that I use every day and our family uses every day is within that frequency range. And it works. So, and you mentioned things that, you know, are not harmful things that, you know, materialize for the general public to consume. One of those things that was believed to be safe, not harmful, was thalidomide. You know, it would ease the discomfort of pregnancies, and the children would be born without an arm or with their hand attached to the shoulder without the arm or feet stuck to their hips without legs. We got to be careful with what we're doing. I'm not saying that has anything to do with the PEMF device, but I'm saying not everything is good.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Chinese exports to Russia of microchips and other electronic components and raw materials, some with military applications, have increased since Moscow's invasion of Ukraine, complicating efforts by U.S. and Western allies to isolate the country. China recorded its weakest growth rate in more than 2 years, a measure of the cost imposed on the world's second-largest economy by Beijing's COVID-19 lockdown lasting roughly 3 months. China's GDP expanded at a 0.4 annual rate in the April to June period. Saudi Arabia announced new rules Friday that will allow commercial planes from Israel to fly over the kingdom, a gesture to President Biden as he's flying in today from Israel. In one of the highest-profile gubernatorial battles in the country, Georgia Democrat Stacey Abrams is leveraging a vast amount of money. Unfortunately for Georgians, most of the money is from out of state. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
More shark attacks off the East Coast.
Two people were bitten by a shark within hours of each other off the coast of New York, making it the fourth and fifth shark attacks off of Long Island in 2 weeks.
He's a little shaken up, as you can imagine, but we believe he's going to be okay.
County Executive Steve Maloney. Scientists cite warming ocean temperatures and a resurgence of bunker fish for the shift in sightings. Experts say the increase in the number of sharks is a sign that conservation efforts have been successful. For USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
After calling the regime in Saudi Arabia a pariah while running for president, Biden is meeting with the Saudi crown prince today.
Well, I think the president was very clear that human rights are always on the agenda when he meets with foreign leaders. I think he was very clear today that that the human rights are central to his foreign policy. They're certainly central to who he is as a leader, and he will not shy away.
That's John Kirby, coordinator for strategic communications at the National Security Council. President Biden justifies his meeting after evidence points to the regime killing an American journalist.
I always bring up human rights, but my position on Khashoggi has been so clear. If anyone doesn't understand it in Saudi Arabia or anywhere else, then they haven't been around for a while.
Thanks for listening, my friend. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
I just want to say thank you to Daniel for the previous email that I read during hour number one. Here's one very short email. Good morning, Vincent. Thank you for talking about home security so promptly after my last message. It was really helpful, and all the instructors calling in was just great. I hope Arjun stays safe. I finally found 5-Minute University website. You're creating a real work of art. Wishing you well, as always, Linda. Linda, thank you so much. And Arjun built the 5MinuteUniversity.com website. It's F-I-V-E, MinuteUniversity.com. And so that's where we're posting some information about the campsites and what we're up to and the books. And that's where you can find Rich and Gwyneth's books, 5MinuteUniversity.com. My email address is instructor@USAprepares.com, USAprepares.com. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, Vince, you mentioned the work you were doing with Dr. Sheely, so tying into very low frequencies. So as you know, I'm on the board of a major mental health provider here in Northern California. And we are actually going to be deploying what's called TMS, or transcranial magnetic stimulation. So this has been researched over several years, and it actually is a therapy using very low frequencies for depression and other clinical problems where the brain is not fully communicating with itself. So what happens, real briefly, is the patient goes inside a machine where frequencies, and when I say very low, I mean really low. We're talking, 10 hertz region, really low. So these are similar to the frequencies that your brain, we talk about alpha waves and beta waves. These are similar to the frequencies your brain is already using when it functions and communicates internally, these very low frequencies. So what they discovered was that in many people with clinical depression, portions of your brain are just not talking to each other. And by putting the brain under these low-level radio frequencies with very low frequencies, it gets the brain talking to itself and helps it with depression almost miraculously. And there's apparently, after testing this for many years, no side effects that they can discover, and no negative side effects. The only negative thing maybe we could say about it is it seems to wear off and you need additional therapies to continue the treatment because it does tend to wear off. We need more testing to see if, maybe if the brain starts talking to itself, you can, have it self-sustain itself. But so this ties into, I think, some of the work you were doing with Dr. Shealy, but there's, major medical equipment providers now are now starting to manufacture this equipment, such as Siemens and a company called MagVenture and some other manufacturers of major medical equipment. So it is expensive. It's, $50,000 or whatever for a machine. Probably doesn't need to cost that much. It's probably $500 of electronics and $30,000 of liability insurance or thing, how those things go. But it is a fascinating field, Vince, and, maybe in a future date when I have more information I can share, we can talk about it as well. And I know, as you mentioned before, Dr. Shealy was also experimenting with it as well.
Well, Bert, about 10 years ago, I was broadcasting live in a theater in Springfield, Missouri. Dr. Shealy and I were both on stage side by side. And so I was there with my headphones on. Dr. Shealy was there with his headphones on. We both had microphones. But he had one more thing. He had a LIS, L-I-S, cranial stimulator. And I turned to him, off microphone. I said, Dr. Shealy, this isn't fair. I don't have one. And I'm doing this naturally. I don't have a cranial stimulator as you do. And we kind of joked about that. But he's been using one for probably 20, 30 years. So Dr. Shealy has been a pioneer in that technology for a very long time. So I just wanted to share that with you. And he uses it all the time. Back to you.
So we're making progress here, going through a lot of topics. A few weeks ago, we had a fascinating question from the class, and we haven't been able to address it. So let me quickly talk about it. The question was, what is the safety of overhead fluorescent lighting? And so probably half of the class right now, as you're sitting down, if you're in an office environment and you're under fluorescent lighting. So the answer is maybe not what you'd expect. Yes, there is some 60 hertz radiation that comes out of those sockets. In fact, it's very easy to see in our electronics lab. We just take an oscilloscope, touch it with your finger, or put almost any length of wire on the oscilloscope probe, and you're going to see 60 hertz. It permeates the building, and it's basically coming out of the fluorescent lights. Now, we think that's safe. What is dangerous, if you're next to a power line where that level might be 1,000 or 10,000 times higher, if you're underneath a major power transmission line. But pretty much that 60 hertz radiation is everywhere. It permeates. You can't get away from it, Vince. It's in your house. It's certainly in your office. It's a little bit stronger from fluorescent lighting. But, Vince, what is harmful from the actual lighting itself. So there was a very famous doctor called Dr. Ott, who wrote a book, Health and Light. Dr. Ott has since passed away, but I actually read that book early in my life. My sister was a book buyer for a major department store chain, so we would get books delivered to our house where I grew up, you know, every week, boxes and boxes of books. So I was just a crazy reader of all types of topics, and Dr. Ott's book was one of them, and I was fascinated because he originally was hired by Walt Disney to do time-lapse photography, and he discovered a lot of things and went into, I think, the movie Fantasia and some other movies. But then he devoted his life to studying the health effects of light. And what he discovered, and I'll just kind of cut to the chase, but you can buy the book. It's still widely available. It's called Health and Light. What Dr. Ott discovered is the most healthy light for human beings is the natural full-spectrum light of the sun. So the reason I bring this up is your typical fluorescent light bulb is not full-spectrum. It's centered down around maybe two, natural lights, say 5,000 to 6,000 as they measure it, and the fluorescent lighting is around 2,000. So it's an orange light. If you ever put a fluorescent, the standard fluorescent bulb next to a full-spectrum one will look blue. It's actually neutral, and you can clearly see sort of the yellow-orange. So he did a lot of research measuring health effects and found people get irritable, they get sick more often, all types of things by working under artificial light. And the most healthy light, where he found people had better attitudes, they worked together better, they lived better, plants did better, everything did better, was natural light. So although it wasn't the direct question that we were asked about the safety of lighting, what it turns out is what you can do is simply replace those fluorescent bulbs. So instead of putting a $2 bulb in that is the standard bulb that is not natural light, you can pay another $2 and put in a full-spectrum bulb. They fit all the major fixtures, all the major sizes. You can buy it. Home Depot sells them. And they're going to be 5,000 degrees or 6,500 degrees, and that's well worth doing. Vince, if you recall, when we worked together in the electronics industry, you notice I outfitted our entire shop floor, the labs, and the office areas all with full-spectrum lighting. And you notice we all felt good when we came into the office and worked under that light. So it is something, class, you can do. It's a small price to pay. There's tons of research showing the healthy effects of full-spectrum lighting.
Quick comment. Yes, I certainly remember those days, 1980 to be exact. And we're in the conference room, and all the other rooms in the in that building that we're in, that we're renting space in, all the other rooms had a different color light. The conference room was this bright, white, full spectrum, like natural sunlight. You're absolutely correct. And I looked up the book, Dr. Ott's book, Light, Health and Light, $50. So it's darn expensive for a used paperback book at this point. But it is available on YouTube right now. But what I've done with fluorescent tubes for many, many years is wrap the cathode end and the anode end. So there's two ends of a fluorescent light bulb if it's a tube style. And what I do is I take about 2 or 3 inches wide of aluminum foil and I wrap the end to shield the end to help prevent the electromagnetic frequencies from coming out of the cathode and the anode end. Have you ever done that?
No, and I'm not sure how much that helps, but Vince, one caveat is the compact fluorescent lights. So a lot of the lights that are now being sold as energy efficient, those could have some serious health effects because, unfortunately, a lot of them are counterfeit because of the electronics that are put into a lot of these bulbs. So there's actually, switching power supply circuits that are oscillating at a very high frequency. They're supposed to go through FCC Part 15, Class B certification, but a lot of them are coming from China and other places. They either have not gone through certification or they counterfeit the certification and just put counterfeit. devices, and you know, without a spectrum analyzer, it's hard for the average person to measure it themselves. But those devices are emitting lots of RF frequencies. They are harmful, and that's why they have FCC limits. And a lot of the harm is actually just to interfere with everything in your house, with your radios, with your TV, with all types of wireless. So, so that caveat that a lot of the compact bulbs, you really want to look carefully what you're buying. If you're just buying something off of eBay, there's a pretty high probability that it's counterfeit and not certified for Part 15, and you may have problems with those devices.
Would you share with the class the information about the consumer grade and the commercial grade ballasts that are used in fluorescent lighting? It's exactly the opposite of what you think, class. But Bert, would you share that, please?
Well, the consumer grade does have so there's class A and class B. So class B is consumer, class A is industrial. So the consumer grade is a tougher spec. So, but, you know, I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but, I mean, actually, Vince, the best bulbs, if you really want to replace them, and they do cost a little more, a lot more, is the LED replacements. Those are the best. In fact, probably 10 or 15 years from now, you're not going to see much fluorescent lighting around because LED bulbs are more efficient and, there's less harmful emissions from them.
Only if there is a lens to filter out the ultraviolet light. Without the lens to filter out ultraviolet light, LED lights can be really dangerous. You agree, Bert?
Yeah, so you want full spectrum, but you don't want the harmful UV. That's correct.
Okay, we'll be right back. We've got Chris on the line in Florida.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kurt, we've got Chris in Florida on hold. I just want to make sure that we flesh out the question that came from Jerry. That was the question about fluorescent lighting. And so, Bert, really what his question is, he happens to work at a big box store, and there's lots of fluorescent lights 14 feet above his head, and he's worried about the electromagnetic frequencies. Does he need to worry about them, or do you think the distance, even though there's lots of bulbs, probably thousands of bulbs in this big box store, do you think that that the distance is his friend, or do you think they need to do something?
Well, distance is your friend because you get into what's known as near-field coupling. So the how far did you say they were away from him, 10 feet or?
14 feet.
14 feet. You know, I hate to say anything is safe because we never know, but it, I mean, we've been working under fluorescent lighting for a long time. I think it's safe. What I would be more concerned about if you were 14 feet under a transmission line, because there have been a lot of studies showing that there's higher incidence of cancers and other diseases for people that are working close to those, because the field is so many, you know, orders of magnitude more intense. But we think the 60 hertz, although you can, like I said, you can measure it very easily. It's right there. We think it's safe. You know, do we ever know anything safe? No. But as I said, I'm more concerned about the lighting that you're constantly subjecting your body to this artificial light. And for the extra cost, you know, I don't know. He didn't mention what company it is. We can guess. But
that's a big box store.
Yeah,
we need to go quickly, Bert, because we've got Chris on the line.
Okay.
Patiently holding. All right, Chris, welcome.
Hey, Vince. Well, good luck on ending water fluoridation, and since you mentioned that a little bit earlier, and congratulations on the Venmo situation. But I was calling to let you know that, you know, other than having city council or county commission vote out water fluoridation, if they don't agree to do that, the only way to win is you can't sue them. That's never worked before, but different municipalities over the years have been able to get a ballot initiative. So that involves forming a PAC, political action committee, and then they circulate petitions, and if you get successful at getting enough qualified voter signatures, then place the petitions initiative on the next ballot, and if you get enough votes, then you can amend the city charter or the county charter. Yeah, or even a state constitution, statewide issue, but, you know, petition circulators are compensated for their hard work, and An initiative could be phrased to specifically prevent any and all forms of forced medication, not just water fluoridation or vaccine, so-called vaccines. And, you know, you can tell the city council, county commissioner, legislators that because that amendment process is so rigorous, if they don't want to vote the right way, so you can warn them that on water fluoridation or any other issue, that in the future, a political action committee will take the issue completely out of their hands. So they'll never, once the PAC gets all the petitions signed and votes that are needed, then those legislators will never be able to vote on it again. And they'll be a little bit neutered. If you want to warn them in that way that, you know, that if they don't want to listen to their conscience, listen to the people, they'll be forced to one time, and the same rigorous process is needed to reverse that kind of
legislation. Chris, I know of one situation where fluoridation was removed from the water. The mayor of Bolivar, B-O-L-I-V-A-R, Missouri, north of Springfield, north of where we are, the mayor is a medical doctor, and he wanted fluoride out of the water. So he became mayor, and he said, you know, it'd be great if we could just keep, I'm paraphrasing, it'd be great if we could, you know, keep putting fluoride in the water, but we just can't afford it.
And yeah, there's supply chain issues now. You know, I was looking at Fluoride Alert, you know, fluoridealert.org, their website. They have on their Facebook page just about a week ago a news clip, and you know, saying that due to supply chain issues, and here in Pinellas County, 2011, we were able to end it, but then 2013, they voted it back in when they had two new county commissioners, so they had the votes, and, you know, Democrats get to claim the moral superiority that they're doing it for the sake of the public's health. But, you know, they stopped getting it from Florida here, Mosaic Phosphate Mining Company, and by the way, it's full of heavy metals, radioactive isotopes, and all sorts of other toxins. But when they restarted it, they, in order to save $70,000 per year, they started getting it from China. So you might say it's the finest industrial waste money can buy, but it is certainly industrial waste. You know, when you look at the annual water quality analysis, it says likely source of contamination for fluoride here in Pinellas County anyway. It's been similarly worded other annual water quality analyses. It says likely source of contamination is aluminum factories and fertilizer factories. So it's the untreated industrial waste from fertilizer producers like Mosaic.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Chris, thank you so much for calling in. Your information that you provided was really helpful to this class. Extraordinary. Well said, concise, well delivered. Please call in again and again. We'd love to hear from
Thanks.
You. Thank you, Chris. Bert, well, that's another class. I just want to say thank you to Jerry. Jerry is our student in New Jersey who asked the question about fluorescent lighting. Bert, any 10-second comments?
Next week, Miss Julianne, hopefully on the air. Bye.
Yeah, well, the deal that I made with her is she'd come on and explain what happened. Great.
Yeah, Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.